With marijuana legalization in New York imminent, Mayor Lovely Warren says she wants to explore using part of the tax revenue it would generate to provide a universal basic income for Black and Hispanic Rochesterians. WXXI's James Brown has more.
Warren, who is up for a new term this year, says the idea is not a re-election promise. She says she's taking advantage of the moment.
The legalization of marijuana gives us a unique opportunity to right some wrongs, and that's really the definition of reparations.
What the Democrat means by reparations is compensating Black and Hispanic residents whose communities were scarred by drug prohibition and redlining. That could be a basic income or a direct payment of money enough to cover an average resident's monthly bills. Warren doesn't have many details. She says two of her aides will form a committee to create a plan. City Council member Malik Evans, Warren's opponent in June's mayoral primary, says details are important. If it were up to Evans, any money from sales will be put in a community chest in the short term.
Because otherwise you're going to set people up and not be able to deliver on your promises. And I think people are tired of that as it relates to politicians.
Evans says it's impossible to know how much or little money legal pot could generate until sales actually happen. Once that's known, Evans says there should be a discussion on what's possible and the best ways to distribute the money. James Brown, WXXI News.